Our regular episode of the Masked Minuteman will not be heard today in order to bring you a special comment on our last episode. With us again in the studio is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of Mothers of Early America. Mr. Searle?
Sorry. Thank you. I wish to strongly object to the suggestion in yesterday's episode that, quote, I have it here, Martha Washington must have had big feet. End of quote. Now,
Mr. Searle, excuse me.
Yes.
I think the correct quote is Martha Washington or somebody had big feet.
Oh, now, come, look. The foot has been stepped on, so to speak.
But, Mr. Searle,
you can't take it out of your mouth once you put it in, is what I mean.
Sir, but...
Look, does not a foot have toes and nails? Tickle it, will not a foot laugh? Pinch it, will not a foot cry?
Mr. Searle, what is your point?
Slur my foot, sir, you slur my good name.
All right.
That's my point. There is no evidence, prima facie or prima footsie, that Martha Washington had big feet. And
all right,
with us,
we have on the line, on the telephone, right, is Dr. Carl Nipnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College. Doctor,
yes.
Is there a record of anything on Martha Washington's feet?
Well, according to the journal of one Felix Duff, a cobbler in Philadelphia, Washington did have a very small, very tiny, very teensy,
exactly my point,
bunion on her left foot.
Oh, now, well,
doctor, anything about her size?
Yes, she had two.
Two?
Yes, a left one and, of course, a right one.
Right. Doctor?
And they were blue.
Blue. Her feet were blue?
That I don't know. You asked about her eyes.
No, we said size.
Of her eyes?
Feet. The feet. We're talking about their size.
Why in the world would she have eyes and have feet?
Oh, no, doctor.
See, we're not...
Thank
you. Peter would have eyes.
And thank you, Mr. Searle.
Peter would have an eye.
I think we're going to wrap this up.
Sailor would say aye, aye.
This hasn't
been
helpful.
Thank you, audience.
Feet never, ever.
Thank you very much for this special comment, gentlemen. And maybe...